This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike.
And this is Tim.
And we're from Mike and Tim Visit Earth, and we have a very special announcement. December 18th at 8 p.m., we are doing our very first live podcast.
You've never seen anything like this. You have no idea what's in store. I'm going to be smashing my face in bread. My ex-girlfriends are going to be fighting for my love. It's going to be ridiculous.
There's going to be a lot of glitz, a lot of glamour, and it's all going to take place at Stand Up New York Comedy Club on the Upper West Side. Again, that's December 18th, 8 p.m., holy shit, this is going to be a New York Times article level of explosives.
We'll news. See. We'll see there. That's 37 seconds.
Perfect.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
I'll snap us in. It'll be fun. I can't choose what I want to say. Go!
Ah! Tamale, lady with a baby. Easy does it, folks. Wet floor, caution! How you doing? It's Tuesdays with Anal here. You know it. You love it. The nip in the air, and it's the holiday seas.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else it is. It's cold season.
And flu.
Cold and flu, yeah. They go hand in hand, I guess.
Yes.
Colin used to have a great joke about how no one respects a cold because it's a cold and not the cold.
The flu.
You have the flu.
Right.
So people are like, oh my God, the flu.
What about AIDS as neither?
Yeah, but it's a different, it's AIDS.
Oh, obviously it is AIDS. What about full-blown AIDS? I never got that one. Is it AIDS
that.
Or is that full-blown? What's the difference?
People say that all the time. There's two different things. There's HIV positive,
uh-huh.
And then there's AIDS. There's not kind of AIDS and full-blown
yeah,
AIDS.
What the hell is full-blown AIDS? Like he's got AIDS on his clothes? Like it's all over his skin?
Full-blown. I've been full-blown before, I can tell you that.
I've been half-blown. She couldn't get all the way in?
Oh, wow. Really?
Once.
God, that's a smaller mouth than I have.
She had a type 1, I guess. Oh, wait, type 1 is normal.
Type 1, I think, is normal. Type 2 is small. She must have had a
type 3.
2.5 or something.
I
don't know.
She had type 2 diabetes. Black chick.
Black chick with a small mouth. You don't hear that every day.
I boned a black chick once. This must have been 88. She was a cast member on 227.
Oh, fun.
And she had the smallest vagina I've ever encountered.
Really?
I'm talking black.
Cheerio small? What are we talking here?
Like, I'm not the biggest whisk in the pantry,
uh-huh.
But I could get it. First of all, I whipped it out, and she went, whoa, who do you think you are? Which is a fun thing to hear from a woman.
Really?
That's what she said. Who do you think you are?
Well, I hope you had permission.
I did.
Times have changed, my friend.
Consensual.
All right. Just got to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to get any letters.
I signed a waiver, and I have a video of her saying, yes, I'm into it. And I put it in, and she was like, God! And I hit a wall in there. I was only halfway. I could still see Shaft.
Really?
The movie.
Yeah, she's in it.
Yeah, shut your mouth. I'll take it.
Here's what I tried to do. I tried to do like a little black soul,
the
R&B, but I didn't want to just do the old cliche.
Right.
So I tried to put my own thing, and it ended up coming out like an Asian slur.
Yeah, it had a little string to it.
Uh-huh.
But I appreciate you not going bow chicka wow wow, because I'm done with bow chicka wow wow.
I do like that joke though, the brown chicken brown cow. That's fun.
I've never heard that one.
You never heard that one?
No.
I think it's some. I forget the setup exactly, but it's like, what would the farmer say in his porn? Brown chicken brown cow, something like that. It's a brown chicken brown cow is the punch,
and
you fill in the rest.
Yes, yes. Well, I filled her in, and she was not into it, and she was like, my ex boy. I only date white guys,
uh-huh.
And she said my ex was a little number down there,
a needle dick.
Thank you.
She should dabble in the Asian persuasion. I hear they have small penises, not all of them, and I don't blah 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 blue.
There's got to be one Asian guy just packing a big rifle.
We should Google it. Gigantic Asian dick.
Yes, it's got to be out
there. Biggest Asian dick, yeah.
Because if there's black guys with micros, there's got to be Asians with huge dongs.
Are they black micros, though? I never heard of a black micro.
There's got to be a black mic.
I'm talking into a black mic right now, but
Mike Rowe, that's a guy, isn't it?
Oh, Mike Rowe, he's the dirty jobs
dirty
guy.
Job. That's
now, that's a dirty,
dirty
job.
Job.
You figure out who has the biggest Asian dick.
Woo!
Shelby, find us a big yellow dick, would you?
Yes.
Let's see it.
Big old egg roll.
I'm sure there's who's Asian? Who's a famous Asian? There's got to be someone with a big old
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong, he's dead. Kim Jong Un is the new guy, I believe.
Kim Hung Un.
Un, big penis.
Yeah, he's got to be someone. There's got to be Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan maybe have his nice piece, but he can do a lot of flips and stuff. I feel like he'll get in the way, be flapping around.
It would ruin the aerodynamic. Who else? The basketball guy.
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
Yes, he's probably got a big dog.
He might have a Ming.
But I think height and dick isn't equated.
You don't? Oh, come on! I'm sure Shaq is a monster.
I don't know. Well, Shelby's got some news here.
There's a study done a couple years ago, like the biggest penis study by country, and Japan ranked 10th with an average of 5.3, and U.S. was 11th with 5.08.
Wow, those are the Japs.
They beat us?
Yeah. I get the last laugh, I guess.
Oh, that's Kurosaki. What is it? Nagasaki.
They're Nagasaki getting, and Hiroshima. I guess they're saying, revenge. Hey, how do you feel like this?
Yes, they just dropped a bomb on us.
Boy, round eye, medium peen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, what can you do?
We got hurt on that one, 5.8.
I guess the Japs got big dicks, but who knows about the Chinese? Who knows about that? There's a lot of Asians out there.
That's true, the Dichter scale.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they got the Indians are Asian.
Not to be confused with the Lichter scale.
Ah, I barely know her.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, well, give us just a big pic of a little rickshaw pull with a dong the size of a parking cone.
And I also want to know about this black micropenis thing.
They're out there. That's got to be it. It's like a black guy who can't dance. It's tough.
Afra can't believe it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All righty-roo.
Eventually, we're going to get shut down. Hey, all you Tuesdays out there, make sure you really come to our rescue when they come after us.
Yeah, because they're coming.
They're going to come all over our face, and we need you to come out and talk about all the charitable work we've done.
Yes.
And we got to do some charitable work.
Maybe we should donate $1, like, you know.
For every slur.
Full blown. Oh, like a slur jar.
Every time we slur, we give a dollar to the ACLU. How about that?
Oh, which one is that?
That's the black and Asian and gays, I think.
Oh, really? That's a lot of people.
Civil Liberties Union. American Civil Liberties Union.
Wait a minute. Is this the ice bucket thing?
No, that's different. That's AIDS.
Ah, full blown.
Half blown AIDS. You got a full ice bucket.
All right.
All right. We'll come up with a charity or something. We'll give we'll get a slur bucket going.
Uh-huh.
We're doing pretty well. We can throw a couple bucks in there.
I like it, but not to the whales or anything. It's got to be people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. ACLU.
And by whales, I mean fat.
Oh yeah, we don't want to donate to the fat people. No. You got enough already.
Yes.
Share some for the poors already.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fat people just gave up half of one sandwich. The world might be able to eat.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd like to get some charitable stuff going on from the Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesdays out there, if you're listening, and some of you are tight on the money and you're already giving to the Patreon, the Chipotle gift cards, we appreciate you coming to the shows.
That's charity.
But if you have some money spared,
yes,
do a charitable, donate some money, and then we'll all tweet or Instagram the charitable thing you did. We'll spread it like Christmas season.
I love it. Like, I love that.
My pal Derek, he's supporting a single mother family. They call it, what do you call it? Not supporting, but
SMF?
Donating at Christmas or...
Oh, sponsoring.
Sponsoring.
You should know.
Look at this fucking
guy.
You're
an alcoholic.
Holy shit.
Oh, well, that's soft. I don't want to see a soft Asian.
But it's soft, but it's a nice size. A
decent ball bag, too.
The ball bag's as long as the dick.
Yeah, that's why I need... All right. I don't know. These are normal dicks to me.
That guy at the top, that's a big dog right there.
I don't know.
Look at that thing.
Doesn't even hit the belly button.
What? Whose dick hits their belly button?
Oh, they're out there. I got a low button.
They're not over here, I can tell
you that.
That's
a decent sized piece there. All right, not a bad bamboo.
Wow, okay. These are good. That's on stock meat.
Yeah, these are handsome age, too.
That's the lightest skin, darkest dick contrast I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
it's like he dipped it in paint.
You haven't met my dad.
I haven't.
His dick's like an iced coffee. That weird, like, mocha.
That dick was like he had a black dick and a white body.
Yellow body.
It's big Asian dicks on Tumblr if you want to follow along.
Yeah, if you want to follow along, go to Big Asian Dicks on Tumblr, donate some Christmas money, and
Yes.
And have a happy holiday.
Oh wow, he's a dick and an Asian ass here. All right,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God. I've never seen that in my life.
You know, a dick is really like a muscle, and these are all muscular Asians, so I think it's a correlate.
I don't know. I do push-ups every day. My dick doesn't look like a black Eiffel Tower.
All right, well, now you're in the gay section, so it's a whole different tumble. That's a tumble in the hay.
I just tumbled out of my chair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Woo. All right. Well, I'm turned on.
Not me. I mean, we lost some fans there, probably.
No. We gained some Asians.
Well, hopefully. Well, gay is the key word.
There's a lot of them.
Well, yeah. So go sponsor a family and then, you know, and let us know about it. I need some spirit. You know what I mean? I need to be lifted.
Lift us up where we belong.
Love lifts us up where we belong.
How do they know where they belong? That's a little pretentious of you.
They belong high, you know?
I don't know.
Richard Gere, I don't know about that guy. Remember he got booed at the 9/11 thing?
What happened there?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was making a good point, but it's these touchy times.
What'd he say?
Well, he went out. It was the MSG at the Madison Square Garden, the big thing, right at the Hero, tribute to heroes.
Uh-huh.
And he went out there and he was like, hey, maybe we should start questioning our foreign policy because, you know, this kind of thing, well, why'd this happen? We should be questioning it. Maybe we should be doing something different and better. And people were like, boo! Fuck you, you homo.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it was a good point. I mean, Bill Maher made a good point, too, and they fired him. So, you know.
Right. What about how terrorists are brave?
Yeah, he said it wasn't cowardly. He's like, it was took a lot of courage.
Definitely took courage.
So,
to me, I don't even see how that's not clear. Like, to me, I'm just like, yeah, it took courage. I'm not saying they're good people. I'm just saying it was courageous.
Yeah, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah,
he's not a coward. He's a fucking warrior.
Yeah, still
in his
fucking
mind.
The fact that they're not cowards is why we should be worried.
Well, that's the thing is if you're going to call him a coward, you have to call you know people dropping bombs in Vietnam cowards. I guess too.
Yeah, or in World War II or whatever.
Yeah. So fuck Al Qaeda and ISIS, and I hope they all die horrible diseases. I hope they get fucked in the ass like that guy in the visual we just can't get out of our head. But
hope you get railed by a big-dicked Asian.
But, I don't think they're cowards. They're pretty tough.
I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't want to burn in a airplane for a cause.
Or crash one while in it.
That's what I'm saying. Probably burned in an airplane.
Oh, burn. Yeah, burn.
I mean, I guess you die instantly. I don't know how it works. But
I feel like the shock. Doesn't it feel like if you fell from an airplane for some reason, you could, like, curl up and make it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Doesn't seem that way.
I guess not. Well, I was in a car accident once. I was driving with this girl in high school, and she was shit-faced, and she plowed into a wall, and I saw it coming, so I put my feet up on the dash like that, and I was okay,
geez.
And she was fucked up.
No, what about the seatbelt?
The seatbelt was on, but I was just worried about the impact. I thought we were going to go straight into the wall.
Wow. Did your knees hit you in the face or anything?
Maybe it got the chest, and it hurt a little, but I was okay. Like, I walked away from it, and she was all fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, drunk driving, baby.
Wow.
Well, I'm lucky to be alive, to be honest.
Yeah, we're all lucky to be alive. Even if you weren't even close to death, you're lucky to be alive. It's beautiful out there. What a life. We got clouds and blue sky, and we're relatively safe, relative to the rest of the world, for God's sake.
Sure.
And hopefully you don't have any full-blown AIDS, and you got a big Asian dick. So donate some extra cash if you have it. I know times are tough for everybody, but I'm gonna sponsor a fam.
There you go. I like the sponsor fam, and I'll sponsor you.
Yes, please do, because I might run out of money. I'm giving it away like hotcakes over here.
True. Tis the season, folks.
It certainly is. Speaking of tis the season and car accidents and gays in the military, I almost got hit by a car yesterday. And when I mean almost, I don't mean some sort of like, he honked or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I mean I smacked the hood, jumped up and went, Jesus Christ! I screamed, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
and the lady only saw me and stopped because I hit the hood and jumped back.
Wow.
Wild scene. And I'm going to paint a photo here for you.
Please.
I know we've already done a number on the little dicks and the big dicks, but she was an Asian woman.
Develop a photo.
What's that?
Well, you paint a pic, but you're going to develop a photo.
Well, I'm going to take a pic.
Okay.
I said photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. A picture.
I'm saying that should be the new updated version of paint a picture for
I'm
you.
Develop a photo.
Yeah.
I'm just developing a photo here.
Although it's all digital now, so maybe it's...
But it's the person that takes the photo and then hands it to him more than to develop.
Yeah.
I'm taking a photo, and there is no developing.
Yeah, it's digital.
I'm going to take a photo and show it to you.
Okay, that works.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe you can text it to me.
I'm going to text you a screenshot of a story.
All right.
and then I'm going to show you my dick.
Tell me about this Asian broad.
Well, I'm walking across the street, the corner of 30th Street and 34th Avenue over there in Astoria, Queens.
Oh, okay, got it.
And I'm walking across, minding my own beeswax. Now, I got a bit of a cold.
No flu.
So, no flu as of yet. I got the cold.
The cold, full blown.
So I'm walking across the street, and I'm kind of like half out of it. I just woke up, and I got a cold, and I took a Tylenol PM, so I'm a little woozy. But I got the light.
Yeah.
The walk light. And then this woman, she's heading the opposite direction that I'm heading in her car. She's facing the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking a left turn up 34th Avenue and just takes a blind left while looking at her phone.
Oh.
And so I don't even notice it at first because I assume this person's just getting a head start and going to stop. And I'm just not even really noticing her out of my periphery. And all of a sudden, the car is just speeding up.
Oh, my God.
Coming at me. And so I went, and I fucking smacked. It was like a it was like a nice car.
Yeah.
Smacked the hood, jumped up and jumped back. Luckily, she looked up and was like, whoa, and like jiggled her phone. It was like a real... like a movie.
What? Now, did you, were you in the middle of the hood, or were you to the right or the left of it? Like, were you past, was the car behind you or in front of you?
Oh, I was like right at the corner there. Like, it was going to fucking nail me.
I see.
I'm right, like, above the front left tire is
got
where
it.
I'm at.
Got it.
And if I hadn't noticed and yelled, I would have just been run straight over.
Wow.
And it was kind of like a big, I don't know if it was a BMW or a Lexus. It was like one of those nice, I think it might have been a Mercedes, maybe. The blue one. The circle with the blue.
Oh, yeah, that's Beamer.
The emblem.
That's Beamer, blue and white.
And it was like a nice, like it was like a biggish
car.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a powerful black car.
Ah, yes, African-American.
And I went, Jesus Christ. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I screamed because I wasn't even trying to be like mean or anything. I was just like a instinctual.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing? Like it was a whole scene because it was in front of a bodega and like people were like looking like, what the, this is like the big happening outside.
Yes.
And then she was like, oh, sorry. She waved both her hands like, oh,
that's
like,
nice.
I'm sorry. But then I was still fuming, so I start walking. She keeps taking the left, and there was a red light on the next street. So she gets in traffic, and I was still angry. You know how when you're angry, you just want to look at somebody. I want to look at their face and just hate them.
You want to stew in it.
I need to stew for a moment. So I walk up. I catch up with her car. She's at a red light now. She's looking at her phone again.
Oh!
Right back to the phone.
Man.
You think you would be like, all right, I almost just killed a guy.
Yes.
Let me just focus my life.
Uh-huh.
And then the light turns green. The cars in front of her start pulling away, and she's still looking at her phone.
Oh, my God.
The car behind starts honking.
Good. Honk if you're horny.
So I get out into the street. There's no one coming. I look. I go, you're driving. I was clapping, and she looked over, and I was doing the two-eye thing.
Oh,
pointing,
yes.
Look ahead. You
round
know,
eye.
I'm watching you.
Yes.
I didn't do a slanty eye.
Yeah, you did the point, the double point.
Point at my eye, point it in front.
Like the Marines. Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, you're driving. You're driving. I looked crazy.
I love it.
The gas station across the street, they were like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very frustrating, and then you have to feel grateful. Because you're like, boy, I mean, that could have been, I'm still in the hospital right now. Two broken legs, all my money's gone, I got no insurance. All because some fat, you know, kook.
Yeah.
Kook with a K is just looking at her phone instead of, you can't drive forward. Like, look at your phone at a red light
it's
or whatever.
It's crazy.
And how about these people, if you're going to look at your phone while you're driving, at least do the thing where you hold it up.
Yeah.
In front of the windshield, so you get like one eye, you're kind of whatever. I mean, that's no good either, but... it's very dangerous times. I think these phones are going to be the death of us.
I agree. Also, can I say, she might have been looking, I'm not saying what she did was okay, but she might have been looking at maps.
Maybe.
She might have been lost, but it is weird how texting and driving is illegal, but maps is okay. But it's all just phone distraction.
Yes. Well, your map should at least be saying things out loud to
yes.
you, and you can kind of glance or whatever.
That helps.
A lot of it is the distraction, too. It's like even the hands-free is still bad because their mind is on a conversation.
Right, right. No, I'm with you. I mean, it's brutal. Like, one time I was in L.A., and I was looking at my maps because I was lost, and this guy looked at me from the other... he was in the other lane next to me, and he kind of goes, like, honk, honk. And I look up, and he goes, eyes on the road kind of thing. And
yeah.
I showed him maps, and he goes, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And I remember being like, I'm surprised that worked.
Yes.
But it worked.
Yeah, in the old days, you have to be looking at an actual map and, like, flipping.
Because
you drive to the end of the page, you got to flip to the next page
yes.
and then flip the whole book.
Right, then you try to close it, then you drive off a cliff because those things were quite intricate.
Yes, very intricate. But boy, I'm grateful to not have broken legs to be alive, but boy, it was frustrating.
We're lucky you're here. We're glad you're here. And she should be lucky, too. She could have been the cunt in the hospital going, yeah, this is my fault. She brings you flowers every day. You start a relationship. Eventually, you fall in love. But still, that would ruin her life, too.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I could have used a fat Asian woman friend.
Yeah, blowing you all the time. And you're like, well, I might report this unless you massage my feet.
Yeah, bro me.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, what can you do? But I hope she's good or whatever. But pay attention out there, folks.
Yeah. There was a guy in my high school. I don't want to say his name. His last name, his name was Adam and then something Croatian. He was a Croatian guy.
Okay.
He's one of these guys who was in high school way too long. Just a cool, handsome guy, but he was like 40.
Okay.
He just didn't give a shit about schoolwork. And he ran over a kid on accident when he was like 14.
Jesus.
And he showed me. I went to his house once. He has all these death threats from the family.
Oh.
They just keep sending him like once a month because they're like, we haven't forgotten. Fuck you. And he was like, it was an accident. But they're like, you still ruined our life and all that. So.
Oh, they could use a little Thich Nhat Hanh in their life. You know?
I guess.
I mean, you gotta forgive. You're carrying all that hatred.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It's not helping. The hatred won't bring your child back. You got to release. Or accept.
I guess so.
But they that guy sounds like a jerk otherwise. But
he was a bit, he was just a mimbo.
Oh.
Yeah, he was just a big, dumb, hot guy.
Dan Cortez.
Is he a mimbo?
He was the mimbo.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder what he's doing. What was he known for? He had the MTV Wild show.
Yes.
He was like a sports
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Remember, wasn't it like, it was like MTV.
Rockin' Jock.
Is that what it was?
I think that was
it. I think he hosted that, but I think he had another show where he would ride a mountain bike and stuff.
Ah, okay. Well,
I don't ever know what he did. He was like cool, though.
Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, yeah.
He's a mimbo.
He's a mimbo, yeah, okay. Wow, how about that? He was a handsome guy. Great face.
Hey, speaking of Christmas and holidays, I want to also plug those Tuesday shirts.
Oh, very hip.
The holiday season, I got a new one, the Truth shirt, which is under the Tuesdays with Stories banner, but it's more of a you know what dude thing. But
yeah.
It's a new shirt. And go check it out, merchpump.com/Tuesdays.
Yes.
They make a hell of a Christmas gift out there.
Yeah, it's true. It's a cool-looking shirt.
Tuesday shirt. There's the Truth shirt. And then we also have the other Tuesdays with Stories shirt.
Yeah, the cloud with the rainbow and the Chipotle knockoff.
Yeah, the Chipotle knockoff shirt. So pick some of those up for Christmas. And or don't, by the way. Do whatever you
want
to do.
Whatever you want.
It's America. I think it's still a free country. I also wanted to amend last week. I talked about Winston. Winston Hodges is his name.
Come again?
Charlottesville.
Oh, Charlottesville.
Yes, Winston Hodges. Check him out. I think he's recording an album, if I'm not gay. And
he's the guy who ran over the lady.
Yes.
Check him out. I also got to give a plug to Mick at Starbucks.
Oh, I love Mick.
Mick is the man. He's the best. I went in there. This is last week. I didn't want to tell you. I was so sleep deprived. I was on like 2 hours sleep. Because I was coming from Edmonton, remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember.
And I flew in. I had no sleep, but I didn't want to bother anybody. So I went and got a large iced coffee, just full of caffeine. I never do this.
Asian dick.
And Mick hooked it up. He goes, "It's on me." And I go, "I'll give you a shout out." And I forgot last week, so Mick, this is for you. He gave me a large, and I tipped him $2. He goes, "What's the point of the tip? Now it doesn't help the."
He's a fun guy.
I was like, "What a guy! What a guy!"
Love Mick. He's the McMahon.
He's
Vince
the
McMahon.
McMansion. So.
I know. I always want to give plugs and shout outs, but I want to get the guy fired.
Nobody from Starbucks is listening.
He's giving me free drinks up the yin yang.
You know that I read that Starbucks has covert, undercover, incognito coffee shops all over the country that don't look like Starbucks, but they're actually serving Starbucks just so people think, like, oh, they're not in this neighborhood. We're the real deal.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny?
That's interesting.
Very clever of them.
Yeah. Well, I think we might have talked about this before, that Starbucks has actually helped small people. Like, you shouldn't go to Starbucks. It hurts the local mom and pop. But it's actually helped because it's given birth to this coffee culture.
Ah.
And just like hang out a cafe, get your phone and sit there. Like, how many more cool, hip coffee shops do you see in the last 10 years than you did 11 years ago?
Yeah, I guess so. I, you know what I also want to say is, similar to the Starbucks, these YouTube douches, these YouTube sensations who have a million followers and they sell out comedy clubs. You know, they always say, hey, the blowjob queens were here. They sold out 38 shows. We had to add 5.
Wow.
And you go, wow, geez, what the hell? I'm a comedian. I bust my ass. All these people do is wipe their balls off on a couch and they get a million hot hits.
Mm-hmm.
And they not realize they're keeping clubs open.
Oh.
So maybe they're not so bad.
Yes, it's like all the earth. everything happens for a reason. Like sometimes it's a forest fire, but it gets rid of some animal or something.
Yes, the Jews.
I don't know how it works exactly, but all the negative things, usually a positive thing comes from it.
It's like when you go, oh, there's too many bugs out here. Then you go, hey, without the bugs, the lizards would fuck your aunt.
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
Without AIDS, there'd be too many gays.
Ah, full blown.
All right, we might have to take that one out. That's crazy.
That was hilarious.
All right, all right.
You're
fine. We'll
see. You're fine.
I'm joking. It's a joke. I'm kidding, and I don't feel that way, and oh, God.
Hey, Anthony Perkins had AIDS and Freddie Mercury.
Anthony Perkins?
Perkins, is it?
I think.
Psycho?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he had AIDS.
Freddie Mercury, who else?
The other guy.
Rock Hudson.
Did he have AIDS?
I don't know. Did he have AIDS? He was definitely gay. I don't know if he had AIDS.
He should have had AIDS.
I think he had AIDS.
Feels like he had AIDS.
It's a good AIDS name, Rock.
Rock Hudson. Funny that he sounds so straight.
Yeah, I think that was the plan. They were like, call him Rock.
Kind of like why Bruce Jenner is such a fun tale, because he was the manliest guy, and now he's a lady friend.
Now he's a lady. By the way, I don't feel that way. Don't write to me. Don't ruin my job. Let me work for a couple more years before you come at me and ruin my life.
You clearly love the gay. Who could hate the gays? They fix neighborhoods. They're progressive. They're all buff. It's a good time.
Chubb, what do you got?
Rock Hudson did have AIDS.
Hey!
All right!
You got your AIDS!
That away, Rock.
AIDS Triv. That'd be a fun board game. AIDS Triv.
Anyway, so you want to tell a story or two? We gotta
do
an ad in a
moment
here.
I gotta say, I went to, you know, it was Thanksgiving weekend this past anal, and so I was gonna go. I had a really busy schedule here. First of all, I was in New York Wednesday night. Girlfriend's out of town, so I go, you know what? I'm gonna round up all the boys who I'm friends with, and women, and trans. And see who's out in New York, and I'm going to go get us all together and go drinking.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We haven't done that in a while. So Ari's in town. I hit him up. Mackie's in town. I hit him up. Sam Morril's in town. I hit him up. Donnelly's in town. I hit him up. So now I got all the whole group, Giannis, Lemon. It was the best hang ever. We all go to the stand. We're having whiskeys, and Rachel at the stand was like, fuck it. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Go nuts. The last show got canceled,
uh-huh.
So now we're just pounding whiskey, and then we go meet up with Sam and Mackie and all those gangs, and now we're sitting there with them, and we just had the best night ever. We're just shitting on the business, shitting on comics, riffing and raffing, headlocking. We're sitting in the Village Underground. It's free booze for comics.
Wow.
It was a crazy night. I had a 9 a.m. flight, which means you got to get there at 8. You got to wake up at 7, blah. I got home at 5.
Oh, my
we
God.
We went at it. So I just laid down for like 8 seconds. The alarm went, rah, rah, rah. Like right when your eyes close, just hear that alarm. You
brutal.
Know? Hangover, the whole thing. But I go, fuck it. I take 38 sleeping pills. I get on the plane. I sleep the whole 3-hour JetBlue flight. I love JetBlue, by the way.
Love
I'm a
it.
Huge fan of JetBlue. Mint. I wish I get that mint on the pillow.
Do they have mint from New York to New Orleans?
I think they do, but I didn't see it on this one. They might not, actually.
I don't think they do. I think it's only the cross countries and the internationals.
So I got bumped up to first. I get that blanket out. I feel so douchey using the blanket. Do you feel that?
Yeah, well, I don't like sleeping with people seeing me. It's very vulnerable. You got a blanket on. You know what I did on the train ride home for Thanksgiving? I took the train. I took my winter coat. I put it on, like, backwards with the hood over my face.
Uh-huh.
That way no one can even see me.
But that's vulnerable, too.
I know, but I don't want people seeing my sleepy face. I got weird teeth. I'm drooling.
The mouth open is bad.
It's bad. And when I see people, I just want to put little M&Ms in their mouth.
Sure. Or, you know, spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that time I fell asleep? You were driving once, and you were like, whew. That was really a bad sight.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed.
I remember that. It's fucking in my memory, like that dick in the butt we saw.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what happened.
You sleeping is a dick in the butt on Tumblr.
I guess so.
Yep. All right.
I know what that meant.
So you wake up, heading to the airport. You're on JetBlue. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on JetBlue. I basically had about 40 minutes of sleep, and I'm hungover, and I'm going to meet my parents for Thanksgiving. I'm landing at noon, so they're going to pick me up in the airport and bring me right to the meal.
Ah.
So I can't. I got to be on. You know, I got to be ready. I can't be just like a slob, hungover piece of shit. So I just take like 8 sleeping pills. I get like 2.5 hours on the plane. So now I'm up to maybe 3 hours of sleep, which is manageable. I fight the hangover. I land. I chug a coffee, and I get in my parents' car. We're all huggy-duggy, the whole thing. And they go, well, we're doing your Thanksgiving at your brother's this year. And I go, great. And he's doing all the cooking. And I go, great. We get there. My brother's one of these, what do you call it?
Mosexual?
No, it's like where you homeothesis, where you know those guys who don't
get. You gotta give me some hints here.
They don't go to the hospital when they have cancer. They do.
I gotcha. He's
Homo sapien, homo genius. What am I thinking?
Homeopathic.
Homeopathic.
Oh, I don't even know that word.
Is that it? What does that mean?
What he does.
Well, thanks for that and a little definition there. But, he's just, he's very spiritual and vibey. He's big into, Indian culture, and he's got, he's a big meditator. He's got the big mat on the floor for meditation. He has no TV.
Ah.
You know, he's
I bet
one
he
of those.
He likes Thich Nhat.
He loves Thich Nhat. He has 8 books by Thich Nhat.
I got more.
All right. Well, very Buddhist of you.
Shelby, you got something?
It's the treatment of disease by minute doses of natural substances that in a healthy person would produce symptoms of disease.
There you go.
Oh, interesting.
He's a big believer in tea tree oil and all that shit.
All right.
I mean, if he had cancer, he'd go to the hospital, but he's a touch of that,
I got you.
Peace Corps guy, the whole thing. Very spiritual, very vibey, karma. So we go to his place, and he's made this, not the most fun meal. It's not like,
turkey.
Well, there's turkey, but it's not like fun, gross stuff. I want gravy, and I want the
stuffing.
Stuffing, green bean casserole. I want to just get fat. I'm in America.
Get weird.
Yeah, so it's turkey, and it's chickpeas and shit like that. So you're kind of like, all right, fuck it, I'll suck it up. But the turkey was the big prize, but he'd never cooked a turkey before, and they didn't want any help. So I hate to shit on my bro here, but the turkey was not cooked. He put it in frozen.
Ah, here's the heart.
Yeah, so it needed 48 more hours. So we're eating chickpeas, just kind of looking in that oven going, how are we looking? How are we looking? And then we got so desperate, he took it out, and my mom goes, all right, how about I just shave off the cooked parts?
What?
So now we're eating the shavings of
the
turkey.
Oh, you're eating like one at a time?
Like just an
inch at a time.
Oh, we got a sliver there. Then we split up the sliver like a bunch of weirdos on an island.
Oh, my God. That is homeo sapien.
Yes, very homeo. No homeo. So, it's fine. We had a good laugh about it. But my parents we're very waspy and we hold everything in. So, most families are like, Jesus, you blew it, Air. You suck. But he were like, oh, it's delicious. And we're licking the turkey and stuff. So we had fun. And then my brother's like, you want to sleep here? And he has no furniture. He has 2 seats and a bed in his room. And that's it.
Boy, this guy's a kook.
He's a kook. He's a weirdo. We have nothing in common. And good guy, though. And he's got a daughter running around. She's 5, so I've been playing with her all day. Went to the playground together. We played 8 board games. I headlocked. She loves being scared, so I would hide in the closet and then jump out like a gay guy.
So many headlocks in your holiday weekend.
A lot of headlocks.
Holiday headlocks.
Yes. So, so my brother goes, hey, you can sleep here if you want. And then my dad goes, well, we're going to a party with a bunch of old folks. If you want to go to that, I go, yes. Let's go to the party. So we go to the party. I just wanted to get out of there.
All right.
So we go to the party. I got no car. You got to remember, I'm on no sleep. The whole time I'm just dying. I'm just like fighting this feeling of being hungover. All I want to do is lay down. I would go in the bathroom, just sit on the toilet like,
Geez, I don't like the sound of this party, though.
Well, it could be rough, but I just need to get out of there. And I wanted to sleep at my parents' house because they're like, we'll give you a ride home. I mean, to the airport and all that shit. So I was like, all right, fuck it. So I go to this party. It's a bunch of geezers. They're playing the piano when I get there. It's a beautiful home, but they're very rich. The guys from the Bronx, so we're talking New York, and that was fun. They had some real food. They had some fucking Thanksgiving food. So I go down there. We're eating. I'm hanging out with the parents, and I'm still tired. I chug a few beers just to, get myself back in the game, and I snapped on my dad.
Snap? Like Snapchat?
No, like an argument.
Oh, boy. Do tell.
Well, my dad is a real cunt. Uh-huh. He likes to make you feel stupid. Uh-huh. Like, when I was a kid, I went to a pretty black school, like a public school. So I shaved these lines on the side of my head because it was the early 90s. That was hip, like a Vanilla Ice thing.
Yeah, of course.
And I was trying to fit in. So my dad used to cut my hair because we're white trash in the living room. And when he left, he went to queef or something. And I grabbed the clippers and went, nyah, 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 and I put the lines in. He came back and he goes, what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. I was 11.
Yeah.
And so everywhere we went, he goes, look at my idiot son. He cut this shit himself. He's trying to look cool. And it was so embarrassing. It was traumatizing for a kid. I told Alan about that. He's like, wow, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, Alan hates our parents.
Hates our parents. Jesus. So so that always stuck with me. But so I get to the party and my dad's going, yeah, I had to drag my son here. You know how it is. He doesn't want to hang out with his parents. Oh, parents, gross. Ooh, we got cooties. And I go, I asked to come. I wanted to come here. I said I'd like to go. And he goes, oh, no, no. And he's singing in front of like all these people, which is kind of embarrassing. So I go, hey, stop doing that. I said I want to come. You're lying. You're lying in front of all these people. I never do that.
I hate when people do that.
I know.
I hate when people lie.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't. I said I would like to go. I asked you if I could come. What are you talking about? He goes, and it got so tense that one of the guys at the party went, okay, how about that football game? Because, you know, somebody was playing the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, I'll turn the game on. And my dad was like, blah, 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 what can you do? And I was like, yeah, yeah, you're just lying. So that was weird.
Oh, boy.
But Alan, my therapist, our therapist was like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Even though it did nothing.
He likes assertion. You got to assert.
Does. Yes. It's a good mint.
Just like that photo.
Yeah, paint a photo.
Can't get that photo out of my head.
What, the dicks?
The dick in the butt.
Yeah, that
the
was
dicks,
a doozy.
I'm fine. I mean, I've been to a doctor's office in a locker room, but a dick in the butt. You don't see that at old Dr. Ben's.
You're not watching porn?
Not guys putting dicks in each other's butts porn.
Oh, is that a guy's ass?
I got to assume it had pimples on it. And
wow, some women have a pimp in the anal.
They could.
Anal pimp. So then we left there. We went back to my parents' place. I slept for 10 hours.
Nice.
Then I had to get on a plane to Beantown to see the ladies' folks.
Oh, wow.
But we'll tease that.
Oh, tease it, baby.
And speaking of sleeping 10 hours, you know who helps with that is Casper.
Yeah, they do. Friendly ghost.
Yeah, what a mattress. My God, I got one of these. I love it. My parents slept on it when they hijacked my apartment for a week. They loved it. We all had sex on it. It's a great mattress, just the right sink, just the right bounce. The Casper mattresses are perfectly designed for humans, engineered to soothe and cradle your natural geometry. Casper brand mattresses combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right amount of nonsense. Breathable helps you sleep cool, regulates the body temp. Designed and assembled in the U.S., it won the Best Invention of 2015. Whew. Nothing to sneeze at. So you can purchase your Casper with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. All right? That's pretty cool. You sleep on 100 nights. If you don't like it, you get your whole money back if you send it back.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I love this thing. I've had women on it. They enjoy it. You got to get one. What's that URL code?
Oh, well, it's Casper.com/Tuesdays.
Yes.
That's right. Use that code Tuesdays. Hell of a mattress. Three mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential. Casper is not just a mattress company. They offer a wide array of products to ensure an overall better sleep experience. Go to Casper.com/Tuesdays. Use that code Tuesdays. You got to go do it, everybody. Best mattress in the game, and it's not even close, for God's sakes.
Not even.
Go get one. Makes a hell of a holiday gift.
Yes.
And don't forget the Laughable app, folks. Get on there. Use the Laughable app. It's the best podcast app in the game.
Yes.
Bar none.
Yeah. Subscribe to your favorite comics or just personalities. They got all kinds of people on there. Intellectuals and authors and the whole nine. So
yeah. Make sure you subscribe to us, too.
Yes.
You'll get notifications. I just did Donnelly's podcast, Sean Don, over there.
Oh, what movie did you represent?
It wasn't that one. It was the other one. It was the Sirius Radio Show, which might not be a podcast at all, now that I think about it.
I don't think it is, and it should be, because I was on that once, and it just went off into anal.
Yeah, it was really fun, but yeah, I didn't get one tweet about it.
Yeah.
Check out Sean Donnelly. He's great.
Great guy. Good egg. Single, if you're looking to mingle.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's hilarious. Couldn't be nicer. He's got a real rugged look.
Yes.
Nicest guy in the world. Good comic. And
good egg. Just a real, he's down to clown, ladies.
Yeah. Two N's, two L's.
That's right. Irish.
Sean Donnelly.
All right. So.
I'm proud of all the Irish blood that's in me.
Sing it, Mick.
All right.
By the way, I saw Back to the Future 3 over the weekend.
Not great.
Not great. And the Irish ancestor is so silly. You know, he's got the Michael J. Fox plays the Irish guy.
Yeah,
he's
plays
his
everybody.
Great great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No, it's a little silly. There's moments, and it wraps it all up, which is fun. But no, it's definitely the third best Back to the Future movie.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They go in descending order.
Yeah, much like The Godfather. Although you could say 2 is up there.
2
with
is
one.
Pretty great. But Back to the Future 2, not as good as Godfather 2.
No.
You know what I mean?
No sirree, Bob.
Anyways, all right, so you go over there, and you're in Beantown, which, by the way, I was there too. We could have met up and fucked.
Oh, I was in the city proper.
I was too on Friday.
There you go. So was I.
I was at Laugh Boston.
What?
We had quite a gang over there. I
didn't
wish
know
I knew.
That.
Well, you got to reach out. You come to my state. Obviously, I'm up there.
I thought you were in here or in Sarahtown.
No, I've been in Thanksgiving every New England Thanksgiving. I fucked my mother.
Oh, all right.
But we had a hell of a gang. We had Alvin David, Tom Dustin, Sean Sullivan, Mike Whitman, Sarah Talamash. We were all over. Josh Gondelman.
Oh, wow. That's a group and a half.
Gary Goldman.
Goldman?
Goldman.
Oh, the goal. That's lunch.
He was there Saturday.
All right. So what, you just saw Gondelman was headlining, so you said, hey, let's pop over?
No, he said, you're in town, come do a set. I said, oh, I'd love to. And then we went over there, we did sets. The show was Sean Sullivan by his album, me and Sarah and Jogo.
That's a big, hot show.
And he was selling posters, a Jogo Poe.
Ooh-wee.
It was a hot show. He sells out up there.
Is that right?
Oh, that's right, Bobby.
Man, he's one of those nice guys that does well.
Yes, he is. So are we. All right, so you go up there, you go see the in-laws, if you will.
Yeah, so, but like, my parents are giving me shit, like, you just flew down, you're going to leave the next day? And in my head, I'm going, yes, I'm dying to leave. This is what I like to do. I like to get on that plane. I like to get away. I'm a big runaway jury.
Yeah.
I like to run.
You're losing me my jury.
Yeah, so Grisham?
I don't know if that's Grisham. I think that's just Cusack and Gene Hackman.
Give that a look, Shelfo. I think that's Grisham. But
it might
hey,
be a Grisham.
Might be. It's based in New Orleans.
Oh, no kidding.
Fun fact.
I think that was his last movie.
Cues?
Hackman.
Ooh, is he dead?
He's retired.
Ah.
He came to a Louis show, I think, in Houston.
Oh, wow.
He loves Louis. He's got a ranch out in Texas. He's retired. And
what a hack.
He's one of these guys that retires without telling anyone.
I
just
like
fade
that.
Fade it off.
Good. We don't need everybody's hot take.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is like, I'm retiring.
Right.
And you're like, well, you could just retire. You know?
Exactly.
What do you got, Shelb?
It's a Grish.
It's a Grish.
It is a Grish.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
He loves the court.
Yeah, he does. So I go up to Beantown, nice, got that 10 hours of sleep, I'm feeling good, I get to Boston, and it's fun when it's not your family, there's no pressure. I kind of like that, I like the stranger, it's like doing a crowd that you don't know. I'd rather have a crowd I don't know than a crowd I know.
I find it completely reversed, the pressure's with the in-laws. My family's no pressure, they've known me for 35 years, they have to love me. These people can go, this guy sucks.
That's where we diff, I mean, you're normal, I'm the weirdo, my parents are a handful and a half, and I'm tap dancing around them.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have anxiety around my family. They're brutal, but not brutal, but they're listening.
Yeah.
But they give me anxiety. But
sure.
Certainly, it's more pressure with the in-laws, don't you think?
I do, but these are really, her parents are normal. They're nice people. Like, they welcome me. They laugh at my jokes. It's a little easier.
That's nice. Well, easier is one thing.
Yeah, maybe easier. I don't want to live with them, I'm saying. But,
right.
You know, for one night, I can hang.
Good-looking parents?
Very.
Nice.
Yeah, I've watched them.
Love a good-looking parent.
Yeah, so I go to her place. I get off the plane. They go, hey, we can't pick you up because we're out at this rooftop bar, so we'll Uber you.
Oh, nice.
They Uber me right over. I go to this rooftop bar at the something or other hotel right in the heart of Beantown. We go up to the roof. There's igloos up there.
Igloos?
The igloos are warm. You go in the igloo. It's a warm igloo. It's
no
a lot
kidding.
Of fun. I can't remember the name of the call-in if you know. And we go in, I walk in, I have a big line, they're all sitting around in a circle, and I walk in, they go, hey, and I go, oh shit, it feels like an intervention. Ah! You know, it's so much, the bar is so low for comedy, because they're not comedians.
Right.
So it's a great time, I'm killing. And just get a few beers in you, and then we go out to dinner, dinner's great, we hang out, you know, you get all the young people, our brother's great, our sister's great, so we all hang out in one corner, the parents are on the other side of the table.
That's fun.
Good times. Then we all drink it up. By the way, Southie is really 180'd.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
we
crazy.
Talked about it before. You go through this country music playing. It's hipsters.
Wild.
It's very strange.
Yeah, there's bar. People are spilling out of the bars, and they're all like young, nice, yuppie types.
It's very weird.
It's strange.
You walk through, you're like, I like my chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. You're like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, didn't Mark Wahlberg blind an Asian over here?
I think that was Dorchester, but still, same situation.
Was that Door?
That's where he's from.
Ah, I hear bad things about the Door.
The Door is not hip yet, but maybe it is hip. I haven't been there in a while.
Maybe it'll get hip.
That used to be there. Emerald Isle was like the big open mic on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the day, yeah.
All right, well, we go out in Beantown. We sleep at the sister's house, and then we wake up. Now we got a gig in the Berkshires.
Ooh.
So we're going to go rent a car at Boston Air, poor Logan.
Mm-hmm.
We go rent a car. We just hightail it up. I didn't realize it's not in the Berkshires. It's in Schenectady.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Big diff.
Those aren't the same place.
I didn't realize that because the same guy has a gig in the Berks, so I thought it was that gig. But I put the address in the Google Maps, and it just the line went straight past the Berkshires. And I said, oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
And I've been telling everybody all weekend I'm in the Berkshires. So I sounded cool, but I was lying, apparently.
Well, Schenectady is cool.
Is it?
Not sure.
Not really. We got there. Not great.
Isn't there a movie about it? Schenect to something?
Yeah, Charlie Kaufman did a movie about it, but no one saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's good.
I did see that movie. Was it the Claymation one?
There was something with Claymay in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Well.
Sad guy.
So we drove there. Good 3-hour drive. And we did the show. Andy Fiore opened. Killer. Very funny.
Oh, I like Andy.
Good guy. Good hang. And did the show. It was fun. Great. At Proctor's Theater in the basement of this old theater.
Oh, which... I know that theater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I always take a photo when I drive by and send it to Ira Proctor.
Ah, fun.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's always weird. Like, you go to a theater, you're like, ooh, a theater. Then you're like, oh, it's down here past the pile of dog shit and trash. You're like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
That sounds about right.
But enough about the openers.
Yes. So everybody had a great set. Hot crowd. It's fun. You got to do those rooms because it's real America, and you get to see what real America thinks is funny.
Yep.
You know, I'm killing at the Cellar with this, this, and this about trannies, and then you go down there, and they're like, we don't want to hear about that. Uh-huh. We want to hear about how it sucks flying on a plane.
Mm.
So it's a nice wake-up call. So I did that gig. Now me and the lady leave. We're staying in the Desmond Hotel. I pick up a nice chunk of change from these guys. Very good guy. Best comedy show. Check these guys out.
That's a Tom Lewis.
Yes.
Love Tommy Lou.
Love Tommy Lou.
Good guy. Hell of a conversationalist.
Yeah, he can talk.
He really knows his stuff.
Yeah, we had a nice, diversity in comedy talk. It was very riveting.
Enlightening.
All right. Even better.
Okay.
So then we leave there. We go to the Desmond Hotel. Now, the Desmond Hotel is this old airport hotel with a giant courtyard in the middle, and the courtyard's got lights, and it's all very it's designed very colonial.
Mm.
It's weird. It's got like a blacksmith shop and a shoe cobbler douche and all that. And your balcony opens to the courtyard, and you got a little balcony. It's fun. So me and the lady realize, hey, we got some shrooms.
Uh-oh, you guys in the shrooms.
Yeah, we pop a few shrooms, we go downstairs, we hit the bar at the Desmond. It's kind of Wes Anderson-y, you know, one of these old type of hotels. And we pop some shrooms, we sit there with a few beers, we watch SNL, boom, the shrooms kick in. Now we're on shrooms watching SNL, we're howling at this bar. There's like three people in there howling.
I guess you need shrooms.
I guess so. It's not a great show.
No.
But we got the fireplace at our feet, SNL up on the TV, on a couch. We're laying back. I got a beer on my lap. I got the lady between my legs. Great night. Then we just walk around the courtyard laughing for like 4 hours. Had a great night. Then we went back to the room, you know, made out, watched Back to the Future 3, passed out at like 6 a.m., left, drove home the next day.
Wow. That sounds like a hot night.
It was a hot one, baby.
That's a hell of a holiday week.
Yeah, not bad. And there's more to come. We still got Christ Mass, Hanukkah, and Kwans.
I can't wait. I love all of them. And then you get Valentine's Day, Ooh-wee. And then you get St. Patrick's Day, and then you got Easter, and
you
then
got
May
right.
You have nothing, I guess. Memorial Day. Memorial Day's big.
Is it?
I think. That's
all
a big holiday, the beginning of summer. And then June. Is there anything in June? June is nothing.
4th of June. Yeah, that's July.
July. And then August is nothing. You got June and August, nothing, but then there's a summer anyways.
Yeah, maybe a Boxing Day in there.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Father's Day?
Father's Day is June.
My father's gay.
But that's... That's fake. I don't buy those holidays. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all made up by the corporations to buy shit. But hey, it works.
Hate the corpse.
Yeah. Mother's Day. That's a lot of... I guess you got to get flowers on that.
Mother of all male days. I send a card.
I don't like... My mom hates flowers. My mom's a big feminist, pants-wearing, full bush sporting dyke, you know. She doesn't want a flower.
Do feminists hate flowers?
Well, I think she's like, I want something I can use. She's very utilitarian,
oh,
very practical
you.
Lady.
Yeah, a lot of feminists I don't understand. I don't get it quite.
Yeah, which one is it sometimes?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't mean that disparagingly, but there's
yeah.
certain things where I'm like, oh, I thought it would have been the opposite of that.
I agree, yeah. Like,
I get confused.
You know, you call women are allowed to fuck whoever they want with no judgment, but then they call other women sluts. So which one? I don't know. You know, it's very confusing.
Yeah, I get confused too. You see, like a woman with like, Instagram with like a bra and like high boots, and it's like that's empowering. But I'm like, but isn't she using her body as a
right?
Isn't she being what do you call it?
Shouldn't,
A sex object?
Objectified?
Yes.
Is she being objectified or is it empowering? It's all in the lens, I think.
Yeah, well, it feels like they kind of just make up whatever one it is, whatever's convenient or helpful to their case.
I got you.
I'm a feminist, I think.
I'm trying really hard. Well, I think feminism, the basic root of it, is treating both genders equally.
Yeah, but that's gone out the window a long time ago.
A little confused. I don't know. But I try my best.
Well, if we're treating gender equally, how come when a girl gets naked, it's sexy? When a guy gets naked, it's funny? I don't know. Yeah. We're not equal. That's the whole beauty of it. I mean, we can be treated both respectfully, but we're different species. So why would you want to treat them the same?
Well, we're equal, but we're different.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Different.
Very different.
Yes. Vagina, dick, balls, tits, Adam's apple.
Women have
tampons.
Adam's apples.
They do?
That's a misconception that they don't.
They're little.
They're not as prominent.
What about chicks with Adam's apples? How about that, shellfish?
Big Adam's apples? They
is
definitely
there a tumbler
have Adam's
on that?
Apples.
If we get an Asian with a monster dong, we can definitely see a woman with a large Adam.
By the way, how about this? Have you seen this at all? Have you been out here, right in this out down the street here? I don't know if it was just last night or if it's happening all over, but there's a thing called the Lincoln Winter's Eve at Lincoln Square. You ever hear that?
No, I have not.
Shelby, you ever hear that? Winter's Eve. It's like a big festival down there. I don't know if it's one night or if it's all week, but last night I was up here. What the hell did I do? God, I can't even remember what I was leaving. It doesn't matter. I went to a meeting. But anyway, I was leaving up here, and I'm walking, and I walk down to Columbus Square down there, that area. Lincoln Square,
Circle.
I mean. Yes, Lincoln Square is what I meant.
Uh-huh.
And I hear a band. You just hear music. You know how you can hear music from like a few blocks away?
You're like,
someone's playing music. And then you get a couple more blocks. You're like, that sounds live.
Mm.
And then you get a block closer. You're like, this is kicking ass.
Uh-huh.
There's a band. They're called the National Reserve.
Ooh.
Great band. They were kind of like a crunchy country blues rock and roll.
All right. An
organ, a guy with a big beard. And they were really great. And there's a whole gathering of people right in the middle of the street on a Monday night.
Wow.
And there was like, you know, hot dogs and hot cocoa, and those little guys dressed as elves running around. They were causing mischief.
I like it.
And then I watched that for like a half hour, and then I walked down a block. Then there's like a Mexican mariachi-type band. They're doing Christmas tunes, Feliz Navidad.
Sure.
That whole thing. I crossed that street. There's a jazz band over here. It was the whole Lincoln Square.
What a city.
Winter's Eve, all over, like a bunch of concerts happening, festive food, hot dogs, steam, Christmas hats, the whole nine.
Wow.
Really, I just stumbled upon it on my way down to MSG.
You fell ass backwards into a winter village.
Winter's Eve, fucking New York cunt party, and just really, really nice.
I love it.
So keep an eye out, folks. Or maybe it was a one night only. O-T-O-T-O.
Doesn't it seem like if you play music live outdoors, you can hear it from blocks away, other music live would blend in. You know, you said there was like four different concerts. It seems like they would blend together eventually. Like they would ruin the other one.
Well, I think if you're like get far enough away from one, but the one is loud enough that if you're close, you're hearing that.
Got it.
And if you went in the other room, like, you know, there's people having conversations in the other room, you can't hear them.
Yes.
But if you walked in between, you'd hear both.
Right.
You have to be binaural.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Sexual.
Yes.
But anyways, that was something.
That's cool.
And let me just give you this one other little tidbit that happened.
Tidbit me.
I went up to my favorite place up in old Massachusetts, Borderlands State Park. Hell of a park. It's on a bunch of towns intersect.
You got to build a wall.
And so it's a borderland because there's all these town borders. Beautiful park. I used to run there when I was a youth.
Ah, yes.
We had a big invitational race over there.
Race war.
I go over there and I went with Sarah and my niece. And we went for a long walk. Beautiful day. Just one of those. It was Indian summer.
Good movie.
And I hate the heat.
Yes.
In the 50s, you know, we went for a long hike, and we come up to this big pond, and there's these ducks walking around, and the pond is like half frozen, because it's been freezing, but now it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some ducks walking around on the ice, and they're slipping and sliding. It was like one of those videos you see on Nat Geo, and you send it to your mother, and you laugh, and you giggle, and you elbow your parents.
Right, right.
They're, you know, they're trying to walk, and they go whoop, and they slide on their butts.
Oh, that's cute.
You watch ducks walking around on ice. It's really special.
I could see that, yeah. It's cute.
So then we see these other ducks. They're out where the water is water, and they're swimming over because they see the ducks in the ice eating all this bread.
Oh,
someone
you got
fed
bread.
Them the bread. We didn't get bread. Someone else fed them bread.
Very fattening.
Then they get tired of picking the bread apart, so they just threw whole rolls out there, which is kind of mean because they can't pick up a roll.
Right.
Then
can they peck at it?
It's like if someone gave you a big cow with no knife or fork.
Right.
They try to peck, but then it slips away. It was very slippery.
Ah, it's like a hockey puck.
Yes, it was puckish. The Mighty Ducks.
Duck puck.
Anaheim. So anyways, these two ducks, or the other three or four ducks, are swimming over, and then where Sarah has the point, she's like, oh, it's going to be funny when they get to the ice point.
Yes.
They're going to just swim into ice.
Uh-huh.
So we're like, oh, this is going to be exciting. So now it's like we're watching Planet Earth.
Yes.
I'm Attenborough. I'm like, the ducks come closer to the water. And they're swimming over, and then it sure as night follows day, they get up to the ice, they just go... That sounded like a quack.
Yeah.
But that was them cracking into the ice.
Oh, fun.
Then they like back up. They try again. They just keep hitting the ice.
Ah, they're too stupid.
They're too stupid. So they realize they start jumping up on the ice, but it's weak there. So they start falling through.
Oh.
So it's like a whole like.
Right.
Eventually they get up on the ice. Now they're slipping and sliding, but it was really quite enjoyable to watch.
It's like evolution.
It's evolution, baby.
They're trying to get on land.
And then they eat the bread. Then they all leave. It's like time to go back out to the water. And then they're walking on the ice, and the ice slowly starts breaking apart under them and turns to... It was like watching them walk, go downstairs or something.
Wow, I didn't know ducks could take that kind of winter water.
Oh, yeah, I think that they're amphibians or aliens or something.
I think they're birds.
I think a bird can be an amphibian.
What?
Pterodactyl. Isn't a bird an amphibian? What's an amphibian exactly?
I think it's poultry.
I think amphibian just means cold blood, isn't it?
No, amphibian means water and land.
Is that right?
I believe.
Well, that's a duck then.
Well, they say an amphibious vehicle is like a tank that can go into the water.
Oh, I thought it was a cold-blooded tank.
Cold-blooded. That's a tank with some sass.
What the hell is an amphibian? Any idea, Shelby? This is a big Shelby episode for all you Shelby fans.
I don't know if he's Googling. I think he's still on the dicks.
Well, he's zooming in.
Yes.
Well, I can't figure it out. Someone will tweet at us, I'm sure. But
phones are lighting up.
Anyways, it was quite a sight. It was really a lovely duck ice thing, and it was like I felt lucky to be there at that moment. And then we saw a couple of deer off in the distance, and hell of a day out there in the park. Go to Borderland State Park and support these public spaces, because who knows, they might try taking them away. You know what Thoreau said? Fortunately, they can't chop down the clouds.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, so go support your local parks and national reserves and sponsor a family and do a good deed out there. Let us know about it.
Yeah, save the ducks. I loved Thoreau in college. I read that, what was it, Walden?
Yeah.
And it talked about how he lived in the woods for a while, and he said, you know what? I'm going to get a throw, like a welcome mat.
Hmm.
And then every day he noticed he was cleaning the welcome mat. And he said, this is actually more of a burden to have because I got to clean every day, so he got rid of it.
Oh, interesting.
And that meant a lot to me as a kid. I was like, maybe having things is actually putting a damper on you.
Yeah, the things you own end up owning you.
Thank you,
what
Emerson.
What do you got, Shelbo?
They're cold-blooded, but they have gills when they're young, and then they grow into lungs.
Ah.
So they can kind of live in water and land.
So the gill becomes a lung.
They do.
Wow, aqualung.
Aqualung.
Hey, aqualung.
So are they, they're not amphibious?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I can't tell what's what. I still don't know what amphibian means.
Can we get
exactly
amphibian deaf?
That was it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a duck origin.
I thought that was a duck, too. I thought that was a duck tail.
Duck is...
Woo! Wait, a laugh from Shelby. That's not easy.
No, no, it isn't. He loves duck humor. Danger just behind you. All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Duckworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duckworth.
The flying V. By the way, can I just say I drove, first of all, I went from, you know, Beantown to Schenectady. The deer is crazy populated.
Oh, it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. We got to shoot these fucking Bambis. It was crazy. And their eyes glow when you drive by them. I was like, one could just, he could just kill himself. Jump right in front of my Malibu.
I'll tell you who's got a great bit about it. Louis C.K., folks.
Who's he?
You can't find it now.
Yeah.
You can't find it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just take away a genius's art.
My friend Dan Bulger, our friend, had a good point. In the old days, you had DVDs. Like, you'd buy Bill Cosby himself on DVD. But nowadays, with the streaming, they take this shit away. You can't even find the person.
That's a great point.
Like, in the future, all these, like, streaming Netflix people,
right,
if they, you know, fuck their aunt, they're just going to take it away. I've never seen an ant in my life, by the way. They just take it away. You can't even... You knew the confiscate it. Take it away.
It's a good point. What are you going to do? Take my VCR? Pry for my cold, dead dick? So, you ever put your dick in the VCR?
Nah, it's rectangle.
Wow, I got a weird dick.
I'd put it in like a, you know, a socket or something it fits in, but not a VCR.
Socket? Jesus Christ, that's tiny.
Socket to me.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
So, first of all, the deer are crazy, and they don't give a shit. They're right on the highway, right on the yellow line. And then, how you ever had this one? I'm not good with my GPS. I get all dickly and dackly. And it's 14 minutes to the gig from the hotel. Took a wrong exit. Added like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst? And there's no way to get off. There's no way to turn around. You just fucked.
Ah, oh, that does suck.
So I was like, you know, running late for the gig. But man, that really, I'm just driving like, motherfucker. Ah, was that guy. And she was like, calm down. Take it easy.
That's the worst. But the nice worst thing about that, at least, is when you do miss a turn now, it immediately corrects itself and tells you the new way to go.
Right.
In the old
right.
days, you'd miss a turn and be like, should we go left? Should we go right? Should we get off? Should we get on? Should we fucking kill ourselves?
Yeah, which is funny because that's the DVD versus the streaming.
Right.
Full anal.
All right, we got to wrap it up here.
Yeah, we
gotta,
do. Where are you going to be there, cheese dick?
Well, this Saturday, I'm at Governor's out on Long Island.
That's really Alabama.
Yeah, so come on to that. Next week, you already know it, Zany's Rosemont. Come on out. By the way, another plug, we have mugs on the Tuesday. We have Tuesdays with Stories mugs out there.
Yes, mean mugging.
Good stocking stuffer, gift bag bullshit.
Yes.
Go to merchpump.com/Tuesdays. Get a mug. They're cheap and they're a good gift. It's Christmas time. Get your loved one one. One, one, one. Now, oh, jeez. I don't know. I lose my mind sometimes.
One,
all
right. One. And send me some shirt ideas, will you? He's got a truth shirt. I got nothing. A fatty, a lunch, an anal, a cup of jizz. Whatever you got, send me something.
Yeah. Vermont Comedy Club, December 21, 22, 23. I'll be there Christmas Eve weekend up in Burlington. Grand Rapids, New Year's Eve, 28th through the 31st. Come early. Come to the Thursday show if you don't want to stick around New Year's Eve. Grand Rapids. Dr. Grins is the name of the club there. Comedy on State in Madison, January 11th through the 13th. I can't wait for that one. That's one of my favorite clubs. And then, of course, we'll both be in Denver telling stories, January 17th through the 20th. Get those tickets quick. It's going to be you, me, Kramer the Butler,
Sean
Ari.
Sean Pat and Sal Volcano. It's quite a lineup.
I don't think Sal's on the shows, though.
Ah.
Forget Sal.
Forget Sal. Sal stinks.
But we'll be there. And check out Comedian Joe List for my website dates.
Yes.
And I'm gay.
Yeah, and yell at Chipotle. I ate there today. They still won't cave on those black cards. So black cards matter. Help us out. Keep fucking with them. Keep hitting the Patreon. We got some stuff up there all the time. Live eps, queefs, you name it. That's always fun. Hit me up. I'm at what's that place called? Comedy Connection in Providence, and I'm at Chicopee, Mass. So please come out to that. I hear it's a cool room, but nobody shows up. So please come on out. Then I'm in Albany, Funny Bone, Mohegan Sun for New Year's. Lord knows we'll need you there. Then we're doing Poughkeepsie. Did you plug that?
January 5th.
Poughkeepsie. Laugh it up. Me and Joe, co-head. Philly, Buffalo Helium, Philly Helium, Charlie Goodnights in Raleigh. A lot of great gigs coming up. Check the website, marknormancomedy.com. Hit us on Facebook. Tweet at us. Fuck your mother. And praise Allah!